Welcome back to Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Abigail Heckbert, and I'm the station manager of Radio Laurier.
And I'm Britt Coax, president and publisher of Elucid.
And you're listening to Election Season. With the student union election around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for presidential and board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large, and give us a chance to get to know them a bit better. Joining us today is Brandon Vail, running for
the Board of Governors.
Awesome. Brandon, how are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, it's a pretty snowy Monday here, I'd say, where I am, and I think pretty well most of Ontario, but that's the beauty of winter for you.
Yep, it's been dumping on us pretty hard today. I'm going to start with just a couple icebreaker questions. So what program and year are you in?
So I'm in fourth year, and I'm in the Bachelor of Business Administration program on the Waterloo campus. And my sort of focus areas, you might say, are like kind of accounting and law.
Awesome. And then what made you want to come to Laurier to begin with?
I hear this, you know, across the board as well from a lot of other students, is just really that campus environment. You know, we are that sort of small campus, and everybody's kind of very well connected. You know, yeah, so relative to, say, some of the other schools, I'm not going to name names here, you know, mm-hmm. that are obviously, you know, much larger. And I think there's just a lot more like tight knit and, you know, like, again, in the business program, you know, I know a lot of the students in there are like, you really can get to know people quite well across the Laurier campus, just given our size, it makes it quite adept for that.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons I came too. Are there any movies or shows that you've been really enjoying recently? Anything binge worthy?
That's a good question. I actually, to be honest, I haven't had a lot of TV time lately. It's just been because my life's really just been meetings and meetings and more meetings. But yeah. I do watch, you know, the news at night. Not that that's necessarily binge worthy.
Hey, that's all right. That suffices as an answer. On that note, what advice would you give to your first year self?
You know, that's a great question. And if hindsight was 2020, right, I definitely would say, you know, don't necessarily stress about every single grade. I think, you know, I mean, first year is really that, I think it's really a learning experience for everybody, right? It's trying to, you know, get settled, get comfortable, get used to university, see how everything is, you know, how your courses work, how your you know, how different like assessments are done, like exams, essays, all, et cetera. And so I think it's just, try, like, you know, I think a lot of students put a lot of pressure on themselves unnecessarily, and I think, you know, it's well intended, but I think it can almost, you put too much pressure on it, can almost have the wrong impact as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. We're gonna roll into some interview questions now. Tell me what you think the role of an SU board of director is.
So I'm actually in the Board of Governors, but the board of director for the students union is the Board of Governors is separate, is an institutional role. The Board of Directors for the Students Union, which I'm also currently on, you know, it really is really responsible for steering the strategic and policy direction, if you will, of the Students Union. So they are really, you know, the champions of, you know, like big ideas and sort of really the more high level, you know, this is the direction we want to take the organization. And ultimately then the staff, there's a relationship in the staff sort of carry out that work, if you will, and they're a bit more removed, if you will. Like, so the board itself is a lot more, you know, removed from the day-to-day operations, but it's really more for that strategic high level.
Awesome. So what role then do you believe the Students Union altogether plays in the lives of students at Laurier?
I think, you know, they're really I always tell people, so I'd say they're almost like the glue that holds the undergraduate student body together. And what I mean by that is, you know, they are really the ones that are providing, you know, the first year orientation. They're heavily involved in that, to, you know, the clubs and associations and faculty associations across campus, right? I mean, they are really there to help provide that student experience to really make Laurier what Laurier is, you know, because again, as an institution, you know, we're not just, you show up to class and that's it, right? I mean, we have different, you know, I've been involved in the Road Rat Club, and there's different pieces to that as well.
Yeah, for sure. What made you want to run for the Board of Governors?
And this might sound a bit, so I believe it or not, I ran last year for the Board of Governors as well. Unfortunately, I lost around 200 votes or so, mm-hmm. but I'm not one to give up easy, but also, and I ended up, getting a seat that through a vacancy that opened back in November. Mm-hmm. For me, the struggle was that my term in the Board of Governors will end at the end of June, excuse me. Mm-hmm. The reality is, for me, that's not a very long time. You know, the Board of Governors, right? I'm sure as you can think and appreciate, some things are 10 decades in the making, right? Like some really big high level institutional strategic things we're doing. Mm-hmm. And for me, as well as there's just a lot of things, you know, different pieces you have to take into account, because unlike Senate, right, you know, we have a fiduciary duty. Like there's so many different moving pieces. We're a big organization, right? Over $300 million operating budget a year. Mm-hmm. And so really why I ran is, and it quite simply is, I just felt I need more time in the Board of Governors because, you know, I'm just kind of getting my feet wet in to really, you know, be able to sort of get, make some effects, some change and get things done, right? Because I'm a big proponent of, if I'm going to get involved with something, you know, and I'm going to put my time to it, I really want to invest my time and try to, you know, implement and do things within that role.
Awesome. So then more specifically, you want to speak to how you feel you're qualified for the position.
Sure. So, you know, I've been serving as a senator for a little over, I guess, by the end of this June, it'll be just around 2 years, roughly. And, you know, I've been on the Board of Governors for roughly 6 months, a little over 6 months. So both have provided me, you know, really good experience in an internal underworking understanding of the, you know, how the governance at Laurier works, right? Because universities are a bit different in Ontario, in the sense we got, like, you know, you got the Senate, which is really the academic piece, and the Board of Governors. And then there's also like overlap between them, right? So the Senate will sort of look at some of the finance pieces and stuff, but really the Board of Governors is a lot more the business side. So I think, you know, combined with my BBA degree as well as my sort of experiences on the Senate and my little bit of experience on the Board of Governors, I think really makes me a well-suited and rounded candidate in order to serve the student population very well. I mean, we got 20,000 students, and I certainly want to do what's best for as many of them as I can.
Of course. I got a two-parter here. So how important do you believe transparency is to the board, and what tangible steps will you take to ensure this during your term also applies to the Board of Governors?
You know, and that's a great question. You know, in my platform, really, one of the big pillars of that is transparency, you know, and mm-hmm. I won't say that there's not necessarily, I wouldn't call a lack of transparency at the Board of Governors, but I think what we don't do, and we don't do it deliberately at least, is there's almost like a disconnect, I'd say, between the sort of the student body and the Board of Governors. And I think what I want to really do, and the direction I want to take it, is, you know, to really build bridges, so to speak, you know, to have town halls to get student input. Because I mean, you know, the most of the board is, believe it or not, is external members. So like, you know, politicians, business leaders, et cetera, who are on it as well. There's 34 of us, and there's only a couple students on it, two undergraduate and one graduate. So, you know, we're a relatively small proportion of the board, but we can still have a big impact because, again, you know, student population, they are the biggest stakeholder group on campus, right? Over 20,000 undergraduate students alone. And so I think we need to really ensure that students understand, you know, how decisions are made in the governance system, like who does what, but also, you know, what are the decisions that are being made that impact them? And so I think there's a communication piece, I think, that needs to maybe be, you know, better refined, because I almost feel like, and I've always felt, there's sort of been that disconnect, right? And my goal is trying, you know, build those bridges to ensure that students are understand and that decisions are made, you know, like, for instance, the Board of Governors approves tuition, mm-hmm. and like in these different important things like that, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, considering that answer, I can imagine that it will be a stressful role. So how are you specifically with managing stress and adapting to any unexpected circumstances?
You know, and a great question, right? I mean, and honestly, I think at Senate, I've been living that for probably almost 2 years by the end of June, right? I mean, given the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, nobody really knew where the direction we're going to go. I mean, right now, you know, again, we're sort of in a bit of flux, if you will, because of with the return to campus, right? I mean, then the whole January 31st date and stuff. So there's a lot of, the pandemic has really sort of, I think, introduced a lot of stuff. And I just become really, you know, adept at dealing with these sort of things that come up on the fly of your pants, so to speak, right? Like they just kind of come up there and they have to be addressed, and they're certainly, you know, very important decisions to be made, right? Because again, they affect so many people.
Yeah, of course. Now, being a part of the Board of Governors, you'll be expected to work in a team setting. How do you think that you'll do this effectively?
So, and again, like, you know, and I've done this with the Senate and the Board of Governors, you know, I always try to maintain a great rapport with the other students. So on the Board of Governors, we have two other individuals, a graduate student and undergraduate student. And then the, you know, my, likewise, my fellow senators, I mean, there's eight of us, including like one graduate and seven undergraduate. And so we always try to kind of really focus and, you know, work together and brainstorm and just find creative ideas and just talk about what are the issues facing students, as well as more broadly networking, you know, with my fellow senators and certainly the Board of Governors. More importantly, you know, I've developed over the last, you know, month or so, really, you know, a good relationship with the chair of the board and other key individuals on the board, right? Because again, it's all about when everybody can kind of appreciate, you know, what value they bring to the table, everybody can kind of respect your opinion and take you seriously, right? Mm-hmm. And then I think at the end of the day, you know, we may not always agree on things, but I think we all bring value to the table, right? When we're making decisions and provide input, that is, I think, you know, critical. And I think that is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. If elected, do you have any plans for each of the campuses specifically, and how will you encourage just overall unity between them in your role?
This is where it kind of touches a bit on the institutional and a bit on the student union side. So We'll sort of focus more on the institutional side. And I think, you know, ensuring that, like, again, academic programming and funding, that, you know, we're adequately funding, you know, the Brantford campus, and to really ensure that, you know, that the student experience is just as pleasant, say, there versus at Waterloo or likewise, right? And that we're doing things, because something's working really well on the Waterloo campus that we're doing as an institution, then, you know, but if we don't have it on the Brantford campus, you know, then working to get that sort of replicated there and whatnot, right? I mean, the reality is, you know, we're continuing to see increasing numbers of students, and including on the Brantford campus, right? And that necessarily is going to necessitate, you know, further investment.
Now, after this kind of really interesting, crazy year that we've had, specifically like with COVID and being off and on campus, can you provide a critique or praise of the current president and board of directors, kind of what they've done with this year?
So this Board of Governors, you know, I think Deb's had a lot of on her plate, like as the president of the university. I think, you know, she's had to, obviously, I mean, nobody would really want to be put, I wouldn't certainly want to, I don't envy her at all, you know, being in that tough spot, right, as being the head of a, you know, really a significant, like a $500 million institution, realistically, when you include our operating and our capital assets and whatnot, and in terms of the challenging decisions that have had to be made throughout COVID, and along with the vice president of academic and provost. And you know, I think she's done a good job in many ways, and same with the Board of Governors and including Senate. But I think really, I'm a big proponent of communication. I think it's critical, and I think that where the Board of Governors and administration tends to fall short, I'm finding, is just communication at times, and just really a lack of proactivity at times. It's certainly been improving, I think, but, you know, again, partially is, it's just the nature of the pandemic, right? I mean, everything is happening so fast that you can't even always, it's almost like putting out a million different fires, so to speak, right? Overall, I think they've done a good job.
Awesome. Our next question is just how you view the relationship between student media and the Students' Union and or the Board of Governors.
So the Board of Governors, which is the role I'm going for, you know, in student publications, I don't know that, to be honest, that there really has been a relationship, at least not that I know of. I do believe under our bylaws, so student media and the president of the Students' Union and certain key individuals, I believe, are entitled, like, any public sessions are open to public, but I believe they're considered official observers, if I'm not mistaken, the board, meaning they can come, and I believe they can maybe ask questions. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to check, but the Board of Governors needs to do a better job in terms of, you know, working collaboratively with the student publications, you know, to help really communicate, you know, what are the key decisions are being made. And I would say that just as importantly, you know, in Senate as well, right, in terms of trying to get information out there to students on, you know, critical issues that are happening, because I think a lot of times just students don't know, you know, they're getting so many emails, but when they're reading, you know, the court or seeing it on the Twitter accounts, et cetera, right, I think that can make information a little bit more accessible to students as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think student publications is a great vehicle for transparency. So
exactly. And I know, and I've had conversations with the court in the past, right, about, you know, their interest, like, in attending, you know, Senate meetings, for instance, right? And again, because, you know, there is a lot of important decisions that are being made at the board table and Senate table, right? And that transparency piece is key, right? I mean, it's not that we're hiding, but I think, quite frankly, I just don't we really haven't had over the years many individual, like non-senators or non-board members show up, right? And mm-hmm. the students don't know what's going on. You know, that's a bit of an issue as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Now, just to wrap up, is there anything else you would like to take a chance to say right now to potential voters?
You know, I'm hope that folks, I can count on folks, their votes in the upcoming election. I think I'm sort of well positioned in to continue serving. You know, I got a tremendous amount of experience in the Senate and a bit of experience on the Board of Governors, as well as on the Student Union Board of Directors and various other leadership roles and throughout the university community that I think really, you know, well equips me to handle the rigors of the Board of Governors, if you will, in terms of, you know, tough decisions that are going to have to be made and trying to reconcile, you know, my fiduciary duty with that of really ensuring that student interests are also taken seriously and into account mm-hmm. when making decisions.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brandon, for joining us today and hopping on this interview to enlighten your platform a little bit more.
No, thank you for having me, and it's been a great opportunity.